hourly rates for plant. The hourly rate for an item of plant is built up of a number of things, first of which, of course, would be the cost of purchasing the equipment in question. This will vary considerably depending on the nature of the equipment. Something like a 5-3.5 mixer is going to be very cheap, whereas something like a 360 degree hydraulic tracked excavator is going to be a much more expensive proposition. The cost of the machine will show up in the calculation in two ways. One, in terms of depreciation per annum, and obviously the more expensive the machine is, then the more the depreciation figure will be. And secondly, in terms of the finance cost. Again, the more expensive it is, the more expensive the contributions for finance interest will be. Next, the cost of consumable items will have to be taken into account. These would include things like tyres and bucket teeth for an excavator. Not all machines will necessarily have much in the way of consumables. Something like a 5-3.5 mixer really has nothing at all to speak of, as tyres never wear out because it doesn't actually go anywhere other than just sit on them. Something like a dumper, on the other hand, will wear out tyres on a regular basis. Fuel and oil have to be taken into account. Again, the amount of fuel that's used will very much depend on the size of the machine, and if it's a large piece of equipment, then its fuel consumption will be heavy. The other thing that affects fuel consumption is how much time the machine spends working at full power. When fuel calculations are done, it's quite often done on the basis of BHP, and an allocation will be taken between how much time it spends at 100% and how much time it spends on idle, and a combination of the two used to arrive at an overall BHP figure, which can then be related back to a fuel consumption. Repair costs also have to be taken into account, and these depend on the value of the machine and also the conditions under which it's working. If they're particularly arduous, then that will tend to push up the repair costs. What this means is that you can have certain bits of equipment, perhaps, which, although they're not intrinsically particularly valuable, have relatively high repair costs because they simply suffer quite a bit of routine abuse and therefore need regular repairs. Something like a 5-3.5 mixer is a case in point, and also dumpers tend to have fairly high repair costs because of the way they're used. Insurance has to be taken into account somewhere. Normally it's taken into account in the prelims, but it's also possible to price it into the all-in hourly rate for a piece of plant. If that's done, then obviously the more expensive the plant is, the higher the rate is going to be. Efficiency is another factor which is taken into account. The contractor has to take a view of the amount of idle time which the plant is likely to have. That very much depends on what sort of plant it is and how it's used, whether it can be kept busy or not, whether it's likely to spend significant amounts of time sitting around waiting for somebody to find a job for it. To some extent, this depends on whether it's a specialised piece of equipment or whether it's a general purpose piece of kit. Specialist equipment should, on the face of it, have a high utilisation factor because it's brought in to do a particular job and kept busy. But that really rather depends on whether the contractor can find a steady flow of work for it. If it's likely to end up stuck in the yard for significant periods of time, then that will drag down the utilisation factor, and the contractor will have to take that into account when he's pricing the all-in rate. Utilisation factor also takes into account the reliability of the plant. If it's unreliable, then that will reduce its utilisation factor due to breakdowns.